Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 10, Number 1. Well, here we are once again, a brand new year, another solar rotation completed. I don't know about you, but 2010 just flew by. Wow, what a year that was. At the beginning of last year, I said that 2010 would be a year of power. Was it for you? It certainly was for Tracy and I, and in many ways that we never would have possibly imagined. But what was, and what is. So let's deal with the present, because as they say, there is no past or tomorrow, only now. So I hope your now is great. 2011 lies full steam ahead, loaded with more intrigue, excitement, prosperity, and excellent health. Another year to demonstrate our passion and reveal the depth and genius of our intentions. Another year to exhibit our courage, integrity, and honor, our CHI. Another year to experience success and failure, to learn from our mistakes, to improve our character, and achieve our goals. Another year loaded with energy and vitality, great performance, and tons of fun and laughter. Another year to let go of everyone and everything that stands in our way. Another year to reach out and evolve higher up on the scale of personal excellence from the inside out. Another year to become the supreme commander and ultimate master of ourselves. In the last edition of SNU, I discussed sports nutrition as a science. Never forget that sports nutrition is a powerful and very real science. In fact, it's as real as you and I are. It's as real as the world we live in. And just like the world we live in, sports nutrition is something we can measure, predict, understand, and apply. The rational mind is our greatest weapon against the tyranny of deceit and moral corruption all around us, trying to seep in from every corner. Science is like a great workout in a gym, running a super 10K, or playing a game of hockey with superb skill and enjoyment. It always gives back. And that's the way science is. Objective science keeps on giving and giving, but only to those who trust in it, who utilize it, and who employ its magnitude and stunning brilliance. So let's continue with our review of the sports nutrition principles taught in the Principles of Sports Nutrition course. The next principle is optimum health. Well, simply put, you can't achieve something that you don't understand, believe in, or even know exists. So what is optimum health? That's the first question we should ask. What is this thing called health? Well, my own definition of health is as follows. Health is a state of complete spiritual, metaphysical, emotional, mental, physical, sexual, financial, and social well-being. It's an optimum state of balance and quality. Optimum health provides us with the insight necessary to define our goals and the motivation required to achieve them. When we are truly well, we are able to adapt to change and stress without significant damage. I think that last line really sums it up. If we are truly well, we can adapt and not perish. I like the saying, adapt, migrate, or die. And so it is with optimum health. If we are well, we should be able to cope with change, with disappointment, with betrayal, and with loss. Our attitude towards misfortune changes. That's what makes us unique. That's what makes us different. That's what makes us well. In fact, our perception of everything is different because we know the futility of wanting what we cannot have or seeking what cannot be found. We can cope because we are secure within ourselves. We have self-esteem, self-worth, and self-respect. We are self-reliant and accountable, first and foremost to ourselves, because we ourselves possess standards of health, nutrition, and fitness that the world doesn't understand. We love ourselves because we are glorious and magnificent, and we love ourselves because of our uniqueness, our beauty, and our individuality. I mean, come on, let's get real. Optimum health is what it's all about. That's the objective, the goal, the target, and our purpose. To think, eat, sleep, drink, and live in a certain way, ordained by who? The guru that lives inside each one of us. That's us. That's who we are. We're all gurus of health. We know, we see, we feel. Everything we do and say ultimately relates to our purpose in mind, which is what? To achieve and maintain optimum health. This defines a health-centered consciousness. Another definition I really like goes to Dr. Albert Shent Georgi. He's the dude that discovered vitamin C and the flavonoids, and he was awarded the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 1937. This is how he defines health. I think we must call perfect health not the absence of scurvy or other disease, but a condition of the body in which it is capable of the highest performances, in which it shows the greatest resistance against all noxious influences, physical, chemical, and biological. Isn't that cool? What a wonderful concept. Or how about Dr. Emmanuel Taraskin, best known for his research and writing in the areas of dental health, nutrition, and the role of vitamins and minerals in the maintenance of good health. He was the man who urged me to attend Clayton College and pursue a career as a naturopath. He said, "Go for it, Corey. You have what it takes." He described health as the ability to achieve what you need to do and what you want to do with energy and enthusiasm. So bottom line, do you have energy and enthusiasm? Are you doing what you need to do and what you want to do? The answers to these questions are revealed in the reality of your life experience. Now, we've got to assume that most people have no idea what optimum health is. They might think it's the absence of disease, or they think they're healthy because they feel okay right now in the moment, but optimum health is so much more than that. Health is a continuum that involves many complex variables. It's emotional, multidimensional, and it means different things to different people. But here's what I know for sure. Optimum health is not what I see in the people living around me here in Vancouver or pretty much anywhere in North America, even Hawaii. What I see is a catastrophe and devastation in their bodies, in their eyes. What I see is a massive number of people, young and old, rich and poor, educated or not, all struggling to stay alive and find purpose. It's sad, really. But what can you do? Can we save the world? Is that our purpose? Is that why you and I were born, to save people from themselves? So what is optimum health to you? How do you achieve and sustain it? Are you doing what it takes to satisfy the equation? That is actually the first essay question I ask students on their final exam for the Principles of Sports Nutrition course. And here are some of their answers. One student writes, "My personal definition of optimum health is boundless energy, being driven by love, not fear, balance in all aspects of life, including physical, mental, spiritual, metaphysical, social, sexual, intimacy, financial, and achieving harmony within." Wow, that's good. I really like that one. I like the fact that this student is driven by love and not fear. How many of you out there are being driven by love? Love for self and love for humanity and love for life. And there is no fear in you because you've cut it off. You don't give it any power. You don't feed the monster. that reveals itself as fear. Fear is such a destroyer. And the most bizarre part of fear is that essentially it's almost always self-made and created from our perception of reality and not reality itself. The two, of course, are more often than not two distinct and entirely different things. So there is what is, and there is what you think it is. And what you think it is often what it isn't. Did you follow that? Have you ever heard the acronym for fear? F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. Which, for the most part, pretty much sums it up. Fear is a figment of our imagination and rarely has anything to do with living a positive, purpose-filled life. Yes, fear can be useful in the moment, and it can protect us from harm. But more often than not, it cripples our ability to live and accomplish the potential that lies within us. Another student writes, "Optimum health is about total wellness of mind, body, and spirit. It's about functionality in life. We know that health is the presence of function, and we know that function can be tested. So we need to remain objective and rational. It's not just how we feel. It's also about what's going on inside of us, in our blood, our urine, and our cells. It's what we discover through hair analysis, a fitness assessment, a chiropractic exam, and a complete, thorough consultation with a trusted advisor, a sports nutrition advisor, a certified sports nutrition advisor. Hey, they're the best. Objectivity and subjectivity, two different things. Now, they've got to be viewed as two sides of the same coin. If you allow one to dominate, you will certainly get into trouble. That's called imbalance. Most people agree that health is wealth, and that health is more important than anything else. But you would never know that judging by how they look, feel, or live. Enter the power and might of sports nutrition. Sports nutrition is a science that brings us closer to the truth. We discover through research, study, and longing for the truth what we need to yield the outcome of optimum health in our flesh. We test everything. We always ask why. We accept nothing without evidence. Now, there's a key word in life, evidence. It's amazing how many people accept what they believe by blind faith alone. Imagine if everyone demanded evidence to substantiate their beliefs, their lifestyle, and their actions. I mean, wow, we're talking about a new world, a better world, an evolved world. So how do you know that you're well? How do you know you have what you say you have? If you're healthy, how do you know that? Simple. You yourself are living proof, the evidence for all the doubters and naysayers to pick apart, condemn, criticize, and investigate to no end. But that's okay. Let them. You see, when you're well, you don't care, and you're not in a rush. You have nothing to prove or push on anyone. You're in the health game for one reason and one reason only, for yourself. Because health is its own reward and you're worth it, baby. That's the virtue of selfish benevolence and the true science of sports nutrition revealed. You get what optimum health is. You know how to achieve it. And perhaps even more importantly, you are doing what needs to be done to attain it, to keep it, and to make it last. You are the evidence the world so desperately needs. You are the evidence that will save innocence from a life behind bars. You are the incorruptible, the light that shines from within. So be well, my friends, and never look back. We know what happens to people who look back. They turn to salt. They disappear. They're gone. Keep moving forward. Keep your head up and your eyes open. Keep your mind's eye focused on yourself and what you need to achieve and get done in this life before it's through. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Ayn Rand, founder of Objectivism and author of The Fountainhead, Atlas Shrugged, and The Virtue of Selfishness. Only a rationally selfish person, a person of self-esteem, is capable of love, because he or she is the only person capable of holding firm, consistent, uncompromising, unbetrayed values. The person who does not value him or herself cannot value anything or anyone.